Heavenly Father, we pray that you would help us now. Hear what you want to say to us this morning, that you would speak to our hearts, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Do have a seat. So we've had a bit of a think about some of the things our mums and carers do or have done for us, the meals they've cooked, they take us to school, they teach us. For many of us, it was perhaps through them that we began our journey of faith. They do all sorts of things for us. And we've thought about some of the things that we could do for them. Tidy our room, tidy the house, cook a meal, get off the tech for a bit. But if we're honest, maybe we don't like doing those things always, or perhaps we do them a bit reluctantly. The help that we give to other people is how we serve them. But maybe we don't really like the idea of being a servant, which is what makes what Jesus said so amazing. His disciples ask if they can have the top positions in Jesus' kingdom. And that's because they're thinking he's going to rule like the earthly leaders that they know. But Jesus says that's not how it works in my kingdom. In my kingdom, whoever wants to be the greatest has to be willing to be a servant. That's completely upside down. But that's not what the most amazing thing is, because Jesus goes on to say why. And it's because even the Son of Man, that's Jesus talking about himself, even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, to be a servant, and to give his life to save many, many people, including us. Even though Jesus was God himself, even though he could heal the sick and walk on water and even raise the dead, he didn't come to lord it over everyone. He came to show us how much he loves us by being a servant, even being willing to die for us. We know that in John's Gospel, we read about how on the night before he died, Jesus washed his disciples' feet. Remembering that people walked around in sandals most of the time back then, he washed their dirty, dusty, smelly feet. And that was usually a job that only a slave did. But Jesus wants to give his friends an example of how they should be willing to love and serve each other. Jesus loved those that nobody else really cared about. He helped those that everybody else ignored. And he was even willing to die on the cross for us. So here's the thing. When we serve other people, not just our mums and carers, we're getting to be just like Jesus. And that's a privilege. That's amazing. That really blesses us. Being able to help people and serve them and show them care and love is a real honour. And God helps us to do that. He gives us his Holy Spirit and he helps us to help others in lots of different ways. And Paul in his letter mentions some of the ways, some of the gifts that the Holy Spirit gives to people in order not to sort of make them look great, but to help the rest of the worshipping community, the rest of the church. Some people are good at encouraging others. Some are good at helping. Some are good at teaching or listening. Some have strong faith that lifts others up. We all have different gifts that the Spirit gives us, but they're all really important. Another important thing that Jesus washing his disciples' feet teaches us is that sometimes we have to be willing to let people serve us. The disciples were horrified that Jesus was doing something that really only a slave should do. But sometimes when we're part of the church, part of the body of Christ, it means letting other people use their gifts, even if it means we have to take a step back. It means being willing to accept help when it's offered, to receive the kindness of others, perhaps putting aside our pride, our self-sufficiency, our need to be needed, maybe. And sometimes that can be just as challenging for some of us as giving and serving ourselves. And yet when we allow others to serve and bless us, we honour the gifts that they have, and we honour God who gave them those gifts. Our mums, our stepmums, nans, aunties, all set us a really good example, don't they, of what it means to help and serve others. It often goes unnoticed or taken for granted. So we should always remember to thank them. But their acts of service also remind us of someone who set us the best example of all that we can follow, and that's Jesus. When we show people practical kindness and serve them with love, we're doing it for him. And in a way, we then show other people what Jesus is like, and showing them that he loves them as well. And that really is a wonderful thing to be able to do. Amen.